North Korea points missiles at ocean, but US says strike on Guam imminent. Quixotic US President Donald Trump has kicked up a crisis with North Korea by making bombastic statements of possible nuclear attack, alarming saner minds in Washington that the man in the White House, who is sorely out of touch with political realities, might order some hawks in the US military to secretly stage an encounter in the waters off the Korean Peninsula, then lay the blame on Pyongyang to carry out his threats. This would certainly invite a nuclear counterattack, since Kim Jong-un loves fireworks, especially the sight of his ICBMs raining down on not just Guam Island, but on mainland United States. Stay with us for an analysis in this regard by Whitney Webb, titled North Korea Points Missiles at Ocean, but US Says Strike on Guam Imminent. Saber-rattling hits critical mass when at least one side actually wants a war. The United States, which had orchestrated the Gulf of Tonkin crisis in 1964 as a pretext to start the Vietnam War, is now priding on what Donald Trump calls his beautiful weapons of mass destruction in order to start a war with the Democratic People's Republic of Korea that would see use of nuclear weapons on both sides. It is strange how North Korea's threat to target missiles at an area of the Pacific Ocean 20 miles from Guam became US's latest pretext for a preemptive war. When North Korea responded to US President Donald Trump's recent threats by seriously considering a strategy to strike at Guam, the war sharks in Washington smelled blood in the water. The next day, headlines across both the mainstream media and some independent media outlets said that North Korea's threat had become a reality and that Pyongyang would complete strike plans on Guam by mid-August, less than a week away. The urgency was greatly emphasized, as was North Korea's plan to engulf Guam in an enveloping fire. However, upon reading the entire statement issued by North Korea, on which these media reports were based, it is evident that this news is an outright lie, one intended to justify a US preemptive strike on North Korea in proximity to China's border. In reality, and in complete contradiction to the mainstream media narrative, one also propagated by some conservative-leaning independent media outlets, North Korea is not threatening to strike the island of Guam. They, instead, are developing a plan to launch missiles that will hit the waters 30 to 40 kilometers away from Guam. What was Pyongyang's reasoning for preparing such a plan? Its statement directly cites Donald Trump's threatening rhetoric, particularly his now infamous fire and fury comment, as proving that sound dialogue is not possible with such a guy bereft of reason. The judgment made by North Korea was thus that a show of absolute force can work on Trump in defusing the situation and ending America's threats to North Korea. Also worth bearing in mind that Pyongyang's announcement came after the United Nations approved a new round of sanctions against North Korea over its nuclear and missile development programs. The sanctions will drastically impact the North Korean economy. The economy, whose gross domestic product is just half that of the US state of Vermont. Sanctions are often perceived as a prelude to war or US invasion, as they were in Libya, for example, though some maintain that the levying of sanctions is an act of war in and of itself. This is particularly true in the case of North Korea, which has repeatedly offered to eliminate its nuclear activities and missile development program if the United States would cease conducting war games with South Korea in close proximity to North Korea's borders. Despite China's repeated proposals of such a deal as a viable diplomatic solution, two U.S. presidential administrations, that of Barack Obama and now Donald Trump, have rejected it time and time again. Given America's refusal to negotiate, along with the drastic sanctions, the threatening rhetoric, and U.S. hints of a preemptive war against Pyongyang, is it so hard to believe that the country's leadership feels desperate enough to carry out a show of force? Given the media's response and recent statements made by the U.S. government, the evidence is clear that Washington wants you to believe that North Korea is in no way reasonable and that the threat it poses to America's national security is grave. So grave is the threat, we are told, that it necessitates putting the lives of millions of South Koreans and Japanese at risk. They, along with the unfortunate people who live in Guam, sadly seem to amount to little more than the pawns in this whole charade. Last Wednesday, the Pentagon announced that it had completed a plan to carry out a preemptive strike against North Korea, with the U.S. Air Force stating, in typically gung-ho, warmongering fashion, that they are ready to fight tonight. The most hawkish senators in the United States, John McCain and Lindsey Graham, have supported Donald Trump's militaristic stance, stating that war with North Korea would be bad but manageable, at least for the United States. Analyses of how an actual war would play out predict complete devastation and potentially millions of lives lost. Even U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis warned that any military confrontation with North Korea would mean probably the worst kind of fighting in most people's lifetime. Not only that, but North Korea borders both China and Russia, so any war against that nation is sure to send refugees pouring across its northern border. There have also been speculation that China and Russia could easily become entangled in a military conflict between North Korea and the United States of America. The North Korean threat is being overblown and words are being twisted as the Washington establishment, with Donald Trump at the helm, threatens to bring about another needless war. Indeed, it is no coincidence that the threat of North Korea is being hyped up right now. Many economists are sounding the alarm bells, whilst other respected analysts have been warning for months that the coming debt ceiling fight and subsequent budget battle in US Congress could be enough to crash an already jittery economy. When faced with economic catastrophe, the United States has historically responded by starting a war. Not only that, but Donald Trump's other problems, such as shrinking poll numbers and the collusion investigation, would also likely be set aside were the commander-in-chief to become embroiled along with his nation in a major military conflict. If this preventive war takes place, it will be one intended to save the Trump presidency, not the American people. Thank you.